Oh,
oh
yeah.
yeah.
What the deal, baby? The streets is talking.
Is he dead? Is he here? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Don't test the men, don't test.
It's Friday.
Me. I know what y'all
and you know what that means.
Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision.
Freestyle Friday. With your boy L Boogie. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, first of all, let me introduce my co-host, T-Row from the D, standing for Dallas, Texas.
What's going on, L Boogie? What's up, everybody?
And Jewel's the G from South Central. Jewel is indisposed right now, but let's get started, first of all, with this golf tournament. Now, I recall on Monday, I said that Tiger Woods was in a garbage bag. I didn't have him on the line yet, but I had him in the backyard. You know when you put your trash in the back and all, you know, it's going to be on that front lawn? That's where I had him. He must have heard me, because after two rounds of golf, Tiger shot a 66 on Thursday and a 65 today. He's minus 13, and he had numerous birdies. Now, T-Row.
Yes, sir.
You told me that Tiger still has some left in the tank. Will Tiger win this match, or I should say this major championship tournament, Sunday evening?
I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Man, you heard it here first, man. Tiger will go ahead and win this this tournament that he's in this weekend. The way that he started out so far, El Boogie, it looks like he's on a mission to do exactly what he's out there to do, man. And it looks like on Sunday we'll see that red shirt come out. And, you know, Tiger's going to be in business, baby. That's just what Tiger does. I told you he wasn't ready to be let go to the garbage can just yet, baby.
Well, you heard it here first. I don't think Tiger will win on Sunday. Unless he goes out and has fun and kick it like how he used to in the streets. We don't need that Tiger going straight home from the golf course and turning on his TV and watching, Oxygen Channel. We need Tiger going to the spot, telling the female, bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. That's when Tiger at his best.
Come on,
and from what the
street's
been telling me, T-Row, from what the street's been telling me, the old Tiger might be back.
He just might be, baby. He look like he got that swag back, you know what I'm saying, up in them strip clubs, you know what I mean?
50-50, over under, Tiger top three or winning, or is he going to fall under three and finish in the top 10. Call us when you call me and call in. Give us your over-under on Tiger Woods. See if he's going to win this tournament. And get at us at 347-855-8896. Or you can tweet me and let me know, and I can, you know, tell everybody around the world what you think. You can get at me at LBoogie15. Or you can email us at Streets Is Talking. at yahoo.com. So, do you think that McElroy or Phil or Bubba McDowell or one of those guys would challenge him, Ro?
No. Phil is playing pretty good. McElroy is kind of hanging back in the back, but you know, with his young talent, anything can happen. But I still think McElroy is about that wisdom, too. And I think Tiger's going to do his thing, man. Just the way that he's swinging that golf club, man, and getting on the green real easy. He's making it look easy once again. So I think he's going to be all right, man. And hopefully on Sunday, you know, he have a big enough lead to where he don't have to worry about too much.
Well, I hate to disappoint, but I don't think Tiger's going to win Sunday.
He's a hater.
Like I said, I have Tiger in the backyard ready. I didn't put him out. He's not MBG yet. Callers, if you don't know and you're a first-time listener, we got lingo, and MBG stands for, tell them, Ro.
Nothing but garbage. You be taking out on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Nothing but garbage. I think that Tiger is in that package. He hasn't hit the front lawn yet, but I see Tiger tomorrow or Sunday. Vintage Tiger missing the ball and hitting his golf club into the rough and saying, hey, what's up with the cameras? What's going on? He's going to blame it on somebody else. But, like I said, if he goes to the spot and bands will make him dance, bands will make him dance, I think Tiger maybe can win a major.
Yeah. He in the right spot to do it, too. Because I even saw Serena standing trying to take a picture of Tiger the other day.
Oh, wait.
Bad.
Yeah, we saw
that.
Tiger get a hold of that.
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll see. We'll let you know on Monday what's the verdict on Tiger Woods. Switching gears, let's go a little bit to the NBA. First of all, let's talk about the Miami Heat. We're not going to talk particularly in LeBron James. I mean, you can't talk about the Miami Heat without discussing LeBron James. But let's just talk about the streak. They've won 16 in a row. The last game they beat Orlando, I think LeBron hit the game-winning shot. Nice move. Dwayne Wade's playing well. The team is just doing great on defense. But I want to ask you this, the world and T-Ro, when does the streak stop?
No time soon.
My engineer, can you tell me who's the next upcoming games for these guys? And I might could pick out the next five. Can they be challenged?
Don't really see it. I mean, the best team that could give them a challenge might be Indiana. They play a little bit physical. But the next game, they got Philadelphia at home. And after that, on Sunday, they play Indiana. Then they got Atlanta. But then they go on the road. They go to Philadelphia, and then they go to Milwaukee. And those are your next five games. So I don't really see those guys losing, especially what I saw LeBron do last night on Orlando when the game was on the line. He put the team on his shoulders and drove to the bucket, you know, driving left at that. You know, normally when you're driving left, you pull up for a little layup or pull up for a jump shot, excuse me. But he went straight to the bucket, went strong, got the win. And if he's doing that, you know, and they blew a 25-point lead, I don't think that's going to happen too much. So I think
they're not going to lose. Yeah, it's going to be hard to say, man. The next five doesn't look like they're going to lose within the next five. So, yeah, it might just be 21 games before we know it.
Wow. Will they break the streak? And let me ask you this, Ro. What does the streak mean? Does it mean anything?
Well, for the Miami Heat, yeah, because they might have something personal going on within the locker room. You know, Chicago set it out to win the most games, and they went 72-10, you know, when they were dominant. And so I think LeBron, they're not trying to really break records, but they just feeling good, and they just going for what they can go for. So, I mean, finally not having a lockout season, got practice up under them, training camp, you know, and everything's finally working like they were expecting it to work. And, hey, you never know what might happen, man. But the next 5 games, probably the next 10 games, they might just keep on winning and winning and get it going. But what it really means, absolutely nothing. It's the regular season, baby. You know, we all talk about the championships and what he's going to do when the playoffs start. But as for right now, it really doesn't mean nothing, but it's always good to see a team hot like that.
Okay. Now, we remember the L.A. Clippers, they got hot early in the season. And everybody in the country, oh, watch out for the Clippers. Watch out for the Clippers. Man, they hot. So are they peaking too early? Or are they just winning on merit because they're a good team? Caller, please, we're going to take your call shortly, but just be ready to discuss that. 347-855-8896, or get at me on the tweet at LBoogie15. And listen, I want to say this about the Miami Heat. Just like any other great team, you can go 72-10, but like Ro said, it depends on what happens going into the playoffs. They're one injury away. They're one injury away from the big three, quote unquote, from being challenged in the East to get to the finals. If one of those guys get hurt, hopefully they don't. I mean, I really don't wish that upon no player. But they're one injury away. Do you think that Miami is just going to hit the Moses Malone 4-4-4? Don't forget, it's Freestyle Friday. Callers, be ready to chirp in. We about to go to commercial and pay the bills. And remember, we in the street. It's your boy, L Boogie. Freestyle callers, be on the line. We gonna get at you. You only got a minute to let us know what you're doing. If you can't, we gonna cut you off. We gonna hang up on you. Let's go. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the men. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry. Yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping up without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. We back. It's Freestyle Friday. And it's your boy, L Boogie. Get out of this blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking. Oh, yeah. We got our first female caller. Caller from the streets. What's your name and where you calling from? Caller, are you there? Caller.
Where the caller go? Caller, if you're on the line, say what's happening, what's up to the world. You're on live. We'll come back to it. We'll come back to it, L Boogie.
Who we got next? First of all, let me hold on. Hold on. Alpha, man, let me say something. The streets is always talking. I want to get a special shout out to my man Slap. down in Huff Heights, Cleveland, Ohio. And also I want to give a shout-out to my nephew, Derek Thomas, at St. Ed's. He's balling right now, cornerback. Listen now, you heard it here first. Don't forget I'm giving your names a high-profile young athletes. You heard it here first. Catch them, and their grades is over par. They're in the clearinghouse. That's all we, man, we got to get them right. Now, let's go to the next caller. I'm sorry, I just had to give a shout-out to the youngest. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
No.
Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
It's me.
Yes, it is. Who are you, sir?
Come on, man. You know who it is, El Boogie. This T Money, man. What's up, bro?
What's up with T Money? What's up, baby?
Bro, I see how you've been schooling my cousin a couple weeks, man. I don't know what's wrong with him putting Tiger Woods in the garbage, man. What's wrong with him, man? He must have
his
garbage backed up.
Man, sometimes your cousin, man, El Boogie be hating sometimes, man. He trying to get these people on the garbage truck, man, real quick, man.
You know, he's starting to remind me of Skip Bayless, man. I don't know what's wrong with him. First, he want to hate on Miami all year. Come on, man. Come on.
Wow.
Somebody gets hurt and all this, man. We seen that story before. Chris Bosh was hurt last year, man, during the first few rounds of the playoffs. And Tiger Woods. We talking the old man's game. That man's, what, 37? He can play till he's, what, 20 more years? You think he's not going to win anytime soon? And you know, he never went to make them play bands, make them dance. Cuz, he might have been in the wine bar listening to Barry Manilow or something. Talking about something.
Remember, he had private strip shows. Remember, he was a billionaire.
He just ordered. He should have had a private island, but the lame one to mess with.
Tell him again, T-Money. He's slipping on Tiger, man. I tried to school him, man, to let him know the Tiger still has it in him. Like you say, man, at least 20 more years, man, the guy can play to at least 60, 62, you know,
man,
before he even think about hanging it up.
Hey, bro, what Jay-Z say on his last album, man? My whole clique's looking like Millionaire Row, man.
You
Tiger know. Woods kicking it with them ballers, man. Damn, let him get some time off, man.
You know,
what's
he
up?
Gotta just
what's
do
up
the
with
thing,
y'all?
Man.
Oh, man, the streets is talking. Sports Talk Radio. Money.
What's going on,
you're
good?
A special guest. You're always in, so guess what? We're going to let you go early on the segment, on the freestyle flow. You have a minute.
You want me to go early like this? Okay, man, let me see. I don't want to expect to go early, but I'm going to give you something raw real fast. You know,
hold on, let me get you a beat.
Okay, that's even better.
Hold on 1 second, Monty. Can you, Bonnie, can I ask you a question?
What's going on?
Where are you? Where can we get your mixtape at?
I wish it was that simple. We can get the mixtape when I come down there and hook up with y'all, man.
Oh, you heard it here first. And like I
well,
said,
really
it's Friday.
I'm really in the
streets, man. It's a hip hop show. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I do it with no effort. I put the press on your lamp like peppers. Then I had your girl rub on the wood like her name was Kiki Shepherd. Got her rocking around and mixing leopards. Yeah, I stirred nothing but grams. I need 1,000. When I holler at fam, I take it white or I take it Peter Pan tan. Then I go into the lot and cop the new lamb. Doors up, pours up. Yeah, your time, yours up. Your niggas is ducks. We come through with them big boy trucks. Looking just like the FBI. But we know your niggas talking, so we see you spy. Who spy? I spy. Niggas see these lies. Well, I'm trying to get that fry. Cut that half a pie. I need all mine. I say grinding is easy. Your main chick is sleazy. Believe me, she got down for a little bit of champagne with the champagne dreams. Now I'm out here trying to bang all the fiends. Whole team goons up with the mask on. Act up, we get our blast on.
Ooh, there you have it. T-Money, straight from the block of Huff Heights in Cleveland, Ohio. He pitching, and we hope you catching. Flat out. It's your boy, L Boogie, man. T-Money,
yeah,
what you
giving
on the gray side? We're grading
freestyle
floors now. What you give him, T-Money?
T-Money,
what you give Money?
Yeah, man, I'm going to give him an 8 on that, man. That was hot, man. You know what I'm saying? He was coming with that fire, man, especially off that instrumental, man. T-Money, you got game, man. Can't wait till you get down here, man. I heard you was coming out, man. I can't wait till you get down here, man. Sun is always shining. You know what I mean? It's springtime around here, baby.
And, bro, let me tell you something, bro. Ask my cousin, man. Everything I'm talking authentic, man. If I say it, I lived it, man. I ain't talking about nothing I don't know about, nothing I ain't did, man.
The streets talking, baby. You already know. T-Money, we appreciate your time, baby. We're going to get into the next caller, man. Much love to you. You know, man, you always welcome to call in, baby.
Okay, one.
That was a sidebar. Our listeners out there in the projects, that was our sidebar on the freestyle. We'll get to that later in the show, but I promised T-Money that we would get him in early so you can hear him because he was so ready last week. He was laughing up, man. He sent me sweat through the phone talking about, man, I'm ready. You know what I mean? So, Money, thanks again for calling us as usual, and we love your intake. Ro, who's the next caller?
Man, next caller, let us know where you at, where you calling from, who on the line.
Oh, what's up with you, fam? Streets is talking, your boy Ray cut checking in. You know, I was out there on Monday listening in Vegas, out there checking it out. Now I'm down here in the valley, you know, listening to my boy Nim. Big shout out to the boy T over there doing it. Of course, you know, my nigga L Boogie, what's good with you, fam?
Oh, man, what's up with you? How you doing, Ray? Ray, I have a question for you. From the first part of the show, I just want to ask you about the Miami Heat, and also I want to ask you another question. We didn't get into it on the show, but just, you know, off the top of your head, you're a guru. I would think when you call the show, you got credibility. So let me ask you this. First question, Miami Heat, are they contingent or are they going to win the NBA championship once again? Will it be anybody to contend? I keep asking this question. I think they're going to lose another game.
I don't know. Like you just said, though, man, it seemed like last year they had an edge to them. This year it seemed like they just playing on a whole nother level. Me personally, I think they probably going to see a repeat coming, you know, and like maybe Bron said, a couple, three, four after that. But like you said, you hit it on the hurt early before you went to your break. It's like this little streak they on now. Is they peaking a little too early or are they right on point? I think me personally, I don't think they really peaking too early. I think they just playing ball. I mean, of course, they're going to catch a loss here sooner or later. But like you said, more than anything, it's building confidence. So I think they just in the LeBron, he's just playing on another level. But like you just said, it's just a game. They just one or two injuries away, just one injury away from, like I say, not even being challenged. I don't see it even being possible repeat without three of them. I mean, maybe D Wade or Bosh go down, but they definitely need the King to be able to even contend to even repeat. But I mean, I think that right now they got a great chance of it. They keep them talking about the other teams, but I mean, I think they got a great chance at it, you know. So with that being said, I also wanted to speak on a little Tiger Wood thing that I heard you talking about earlier and just had a quick comment on that. It's like, yes, Tiger, I think he's still right on track to be right where he needs to be the greatest golfer of all time, with that being said. But like I say, though, we all have ups and downs, and I think he's still going to be the Tiger of old. Now, what he do off the, you know what I'm saying, what he do off the golf course or whatever it is in his personal life, I think he's probably, you know, in a happy place, and that's why he's able to play golf a little bit better. But as long as he keeps doing, competing at a high level, he'll be just fine. I think we're going to see a little bit older Tiger. I think me personally, you can hear it now. I see at least two major this year for him. You know, so with that being said, I just wanted to give a shout-out to y'all. And I know y'all keep the show going. Streets is always talking. Much love to my boy T and your boy L Boogie. So, you know, with that being said, man, y'all keep it moving, man. Good to talk to my people.
I got one more question for you, right? Now I'm gonna, you know, I'm a homer. I love, you know, I'm from Cleveland, but I love the New York Knicks. That's my team way back since Bernard King and Roy Sparrow. I can go on and on. Can Melo and Amari Stoudemire play together? Is it time for one of them to go? Because it seems as though when one is out, they play good. When both of them are playing, they're stagnant. They don't know what to do. I mean, should one of them go, or are they fine?
You know what? That's a great question, man. For a lot of ball heads, gurus, that is a great question. Me personally, I think they still need both of them. I mean, they both bring a lot to the game. And like I say, they may not be able to coexist together and play at a high level together. But like you just said, it don't. Maybe when one's out and one's not in, they can bring whatever don't bring. You know what I'm saying? They thrive when the other one's not in there. And I mean, personally, I think they do need both of them to be successful. I mean, Amari, like I said, he's still not here in the valley. Like, I don't see the old Amari, but I still see a good effect of Amari. And you got to commend your hat to a guy that's making $100 million and coming off the bench and, you know, not making any waves, and, you know, still just trying to go about his business and be a product to the team. So even to be even talking about that, for Amari to even still be relevant, of course, it's Melo's team. They're only going to go as far as Melo's take them. You know, everybody else is going to be an asset and help them, but they're only going to go as far as Melo's take them. But, yes, I think they can coexist, and I think they still need to really do keep Stoudemire to be accessible. I mean, personally, I think they are. A lot of people are going to be sleeping on them in the playoffs, but I think they will be able to be a challenge to maybe even get to the East Finals, maybe able to channel Miami. But I think they got a legit chance, though. I mean, once they get to the playoffs, I feel them can be able to compete. But that's a legit question.
Right, just like in the movie Scarface with my man, the detective, when he went squid, when my man Tony shot him in the stomach. Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold up. And I know I got a question.
Y'all not going that far. I thought somebody last shot at me, but you got to turn the corner sooner or later, right?
Hold on. Let me say this, and you know, the streets is always talking. You just said, as far as Carmelo Anthony take them. And that ain't going to be far.
Right. One round and out.
Are you? Man, that will not be far. You said it right on the head. I got an inside scoop plan. The sniper got in Cleveland. Did you see the sniper shot him down in Cleveland?
But I understand, though. We're talking about this guy is up for MVP, this MVP in the league this year. I mean, he's got to turn the corner sooner or later, right? We're talking about a guy that's the top five player in this league.
Listen to this, Ray. You say turn the corner, but guess what he did? He did a U-turn in the middle of the street. I'm not ready.
MVP? It's only one person going to win MVP, man. He's going to be close second, but he ain't winning no
MVP. Of course, and I always say that, too. But even though they want to give it to Bron like he should be, they always want to give it to somebody else. Of course, we can contest and say Kobe only got one MVP. Kobe, to me personally, has probably been one of the best players for at least 5 years straight. And he ain't even win it then. So with that being said, of course we know LeBron is the best player, but for him to be even being contentious with that and be able to have discussions, they wanted to give it to somebody else. They don't want to always give it to LeBron. But why do you think D-Rose snuck in there and got him one?
Wow.
Yeah, he deserved his.
Thank you, Ray. We appreciate your comments. We appreciate your knowledge on the show. And, man, we're gonna make sure that we call you on Monday and let us know about this, you know, what's going on in this NCAA. So, you know, make sure you're on the board. Let us know what they're talking about down there in Vegas, man. We know you're going back this weekend. So we appreciate you calling in.
Arizona Wildcats, UNLV, let's go, baby.
Wow, there you go. Bro, let me know who the next caller, man.
Man, I think you're going to love this caller, man. I got your boy on the line. Slap, you on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, we got Slap on the line. Oh, man. We got Slap calling me. Slap, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, 75 or 30, man. You know where I'm at. You feel me? Even though it was in Cleveland, man, slow motion, man. But, you know, it's the same suit, different time my way. You feel me?
Oh man, I have a story, guys. I have a story. It was me, Slap, and Sonny Red. We were down in the gym, and I was the head basketball coach at Cleveland Central Catholic. At this time, we were playing against LeBron James, and we got on the basketball court. And Slap approached me and said, "Oh, you really can play this game?" I said, "Oh yes, Slap. I just look like this." Oh man, we had a ball that day. Oh man, first time caller, all the time listener. Slap, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about Kyrie Irving and the job that he's doing down there in Cleveland?
You know, I love Kyrie, man. You know, I just feel like he got them bums around him. You know, Deion Waiters is overhyped. You know, he take a lot of bad shots. I feel like if he can come into the groove, Kyrie can take this team to where we need to be. We you know, Mr. Fourth Quarter himself, I feel that in the stage of his career where he is at right now, he surpassed LeBron James as far as to finish games, you know. And
right.
He's a finisher, and that's an attribute that some people just don't have. You know, LeBron James, he just hit his first game winner since the Eastern Conference Finals when they played Orlando. What was that, 2008? You know, so he's been real stagnant in the fourth quarter. So I feel Kyrie, you know, he's doing great right now.
Wow, that was a great point to touch on. He's hit more game winners than LeBron James did in the beginning of his career and up to this point. Wow, great stat there, Slap. And now, with the streets talking, and you know Deion Waiters, he comes from a school that I love, Syracuse. I was kind of skeptical on the pick. You're going to believe in him. Now, let me ask you this. There's the streets talking in Cleveland. Will Kyrie Irving re-up in Cleveland, or is he going to be out the door looking to go elsewhere? What do you think? What is the streets talking? I know the Sonnies and the Ray Nathans and the, you know, the B. Wests. What are they saying? Is Kyrie Irving thinking about leaving Cleveland after his contract?
Well, a lot of guys are saying he's going to follow the same route as LeBron. But I don't see it that way because the way I see it is, you know, the Cavs, they see that they have to build around this guy, and they've been building around the draft. So, you know, 2014 is going to be a big year for Cleveland. Is they going to go out and they're going to reach out for LeBron, or they're going to make their wave in the water? They're going to throw a stone in the water this year when they got Luol Deng and guys like Danny Granger and guys like that in the free agency market. Now, if we're not a contender as of next year, you know, this guy is a winner. You know, who wants to stay on the losing team? This guy is a winner. He knows that he can go to one of these teams, man, and be, you know, a winner. So, like, if we don't build around this guy within 13 and 14, I believe in 15 he's gone, you know. But I truly believe that, you know, with Dan Gilbert and how he felt when LeBron James left, that sour taste in his mouth, I truly believe about LeBron James and his ego, you know, and his pride. And this guy has a conscience. You know,
right.
I was down there, and I was reading a lot about this guy in Sports Illustrated and the article that he had in GQ, you know, the year that he left that summer, you know, when he made that statement about, "I'm taking my talents to South Beach." This guy regrets that, you know. So I
right.
feel that, you know, Dan Gilbert, you know, he's a billionaire, and he came to grips to a lot of stuff that he said to LeBron, and, you know, and he apologized. LeBron apologized the way he left. And I think they can get something done, basically, you know. So,
Hey,
L Boogie, hold on. Hey, Kid Folk Slap, this your boy T-Row, man, co-host of the show, man. I got a question for you, man. Well, actually, just a statement to you, man. Y'all about to have the announcement, too, out there, if y'all don't get Kyrie Irving some help, dog. So y'all know about 13 to 4. I don't know what you can do to pull the rabbit out of the hat, man, to get Cleveland to where they need to be. But I don't see nothing happening in the next 2 years, man. I really don't. That's for Cleveland.
Hey, T-Row, I was telling you fucking with Fabi there, man. So I'm going to tell you a true statement of real life, man. And we have an announcement, too. we got a thing called the Interstate Bridge, right? I'm gonna jump up off that bitch, man, because I can't take it no more.
Don't do it, Slap.
We got the seven most deadliest turn in the city, man. It's called Dead Man's Curve. And, you know, I got a 2011 motherfucking Impala. I'm gonna do 90 around that bitch, and I'm gonna toss a quarter to him, take my chance. I can't do this no more. I'm a diehard Cleveland fan. I don't have no other team, you know. I follow LeBron. How's he can tell you? You know, I spent thousands of dollars following this guy through his high school career, traveling around state to state, and you know, and watching him at the McDonald's All American game and buying all these tickets.
Yes, we were together watching that game.
Yes, sir, we was. You know, they moved me out of the way and they put Ray on the McDonald's commercial for the Beanie Babies. You know, I have a lot of resentment behind this shit. You know, so I have a lot. I will say it's an investment in Cleveland. You know, so you know, I was sour when he left me, but you know, I didn't want him to win the first year. But once he won that championship last year, I felt he deserved it. And I wasn't
right. Wow. Thanks, Slap. We appreciate you calling in. We're about to go to commercial. When we come back from commercial, speaking of that, remember, it's spring training time. The AL West. We're going to talk about Oakland, Texas, Anaheim, the new crew, Houston, and the team up north, Seattle. Let's go. Streets is talking.
Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome with ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid. Cause a pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that. Not saved in that shoebox. Blue top. Bad bitch in that blue box. This big face in Blu-ray. And these black diamonds like boondocks. I restored a feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet. Half a million in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces. Crying loud with ill intentions. Just so I can buy them Christians. On all they bitches. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
I'm haunted by horror stories, wanna be homeowners, horrible outcome, a dope boy got one motive, cries when he convicted, cried on every visit, I'm crying saying his name, ride for all my niggas, used to fiddle my finger, till I found me a fortune, finger fuck a Ferrari, time for friends, early morning, did drugs with Donatella, Versace my acapella, never see me in Neiman, niggas committing treason, soft local preferred, frost organic herbs, stay away from the fours if I only could tell you more, I got this, I got that, I got this, got a kilo for 20, my chopper say I'm the shit,
millions in the ceiling, millions in the ceiling, millions in the ceiling, millions in the ceiling, shepherds in the closet, shepherds in the closet, shepherds in the closet, shepherds in the closet, millions in the ceiling, millions in the ceiling, millions in the ceiling, millions in the ceiling, shepherds in the closet, shepherds in the closet, shepherds in the closet, shepherds in the closet. This that shit y'all ask for. Make a nigga mash on the gas flow. Two door, four door, roll through the hood like task force. Fast forward. They say they wanna see proof. My record sales ain't much of theirs, and we still ride the same coupes. How we still fuck the same hoes? Why we still buy the same clothes? How we both got the same watch? I'm just keeping y'all on your toes. Dope boys, gold mine. That price dropping, that coke rise, and set it over that blue flame, then hang dry like clothesline. I restored a feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. Got the razor on the counter, arm and hammer in the kitchen, just to keep my feet in Christians and keep fucking all y'all bitches.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling.
Millions in the ceiling.
Millions in the ceiling.
Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
Shepherds in the closet. Woo! We back. It's your boy L Boogie. Get at me, tweet me at L Boogie 15. Call the show. Get on the line 347-855-8896. And before we continue, I want to give a shout out to my man T Nix. He has a sports talk show as well. The Sports Official comes on every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Check him out. They're blowing the whistle and they throwing flags, especially if you're not about your business. So, T Nick, holla at me. Don't forget we gotta talk about this baseball. But give me your oversight of what we've been talking about so far.
Look, how you feeling, baby?
Oh man, doing great. It's TGIF.
Hey, TGIF, and you know, G, you know, from being from the left coast, G already know, like Q was to say once again in the zone. You know what I'm saying?
No,
we don't have to deal with it, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
we don't have to deal with it, too.
Yeah,
we don't have to deal with it, too. Hey, Boogie, T-Row, G, thanks for taking my call, brother. I just want to touch on Kyrie real quick. You know, there's only one thing, you know, that he got over LeBron. One thing, period. And there's only one word that can describe that, and the man is clutch. You know what I'm saying? He clutch. You know what I'm saying? He not. He don't have the physicality like LeBron got. He don't have the game that LeBron got. But the man is clutch. You know, coming down the stretch, give it to him. He's not scared to take the big shots. He's going to take it. He's not going to dish it off. You know, he's not going to pass it off to Eric Snow. He's not going to pass it off to Larry Hughes or Anton Jameson. You know, first of all, you know, Danny Ferry, you know, Danny Ferry is in Atlanta right now. So Atlanta is real hot on Danny Ferry. They loving him for getting rid of Joe Johnson, that contract. But Danny Ferry can't build a team. You know, Danny Ferry put some suckers around LeBron. That's the reason why LeBron took his talents to South Beach, you know, if you will. You know, first of all, I don't know no dude named Anton. You know, I know a lot of Twans. I know a lot of Antoine, but Anton? I mean, come on, dog. We don't know nobody named Anton. You know, I don't know no dudes named Don Yale. I know a lot of Darnells, you know what I'm saying? But those are some suckers. You know what I'm saying? Larry Hughes, he was washed up. He was a sucker. He was a sucker by the time he got there. When Shaq got there, he was washed up. You know, he wanted to win a ring for the king, but he was washed up. It was a done deal.
T-Nick,
you know?
T-Nick, they was MBG. Nothing but
garbage.
Nothing
but garbage. That's what they was when they got there to C-Town. They was garbage by the time they got there. You knew it. I knew it. The rest of the league knew it. And that's why we ain't winning nothing. You know, but Kyrie came from the grounded family. Man, the streets talk. You know what I'm saying? The streets talk. And when the streets talk, it's like EFL. Everybody listen. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So Kyrie came from the grounded family, man. You know what I'm saying? So our man Chris, our GM right now, Chris, he's going to build through the draft, and that's what we got to do. We got to get a shooting guard coming. Not a shooting guard, I'm sorry. We got to get a small forward coming up. You know, with the boy from Kansas, you know what I'm saying, or Shabazz, the boy from UCLA, we need one of them type dudes to run with Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need. You know, and as far as the baseball right now, I know y'all about to talk about the AL West, but I got to talk about National League right quick. And before I let y'all go and y'all let me go, I'm in A-Town. They're talking about the Braves right now. And the Braves is geek because they got them Upton brothers right now playing in the outfield. You know what I'm saying? They're saying that they got the all-ninja outfield out there right now. With Jason Hayward, Justin Upton, B.J. Upton. I mean, they're saying ain't no fly balls about to hit the ground. I ain't going to lie to you. I got to go out there and see. I got to make sure that's what they got. You know, because the Braves ain't been the Braves since, you know what I'm saying, they beat the Tribe back in 95 on the Dave Justice home run. You know, that year he stole the World Series from us. He stole Holly Berry from us. You know, it is what it is. But, hey, y'all know what to do. Hey, the streets are talking, and when the streets are talking, I'm going to tell you like this, like E.F. Hutton, everybody listen, take a second my call, fellas, and I'm going to hang up and listen to the show. Thanks for being on.
Oh, man.
As usual,
we always appreciate your call in, T Nick, and we appreciate you listening. Oh man, tell the scorekeeper I said what the deal. And always, my man, Millie Mill. Tell them guys I said, what's up, man? We always support the show. Once again, if you don't know, it's the Sports Official, Sundays, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Now, let's get to the AO. Well, we'll get to a little baseball. You know, Ro, let him rest in peace. I used to play for a man named Johnny Roscoe. And if you knew Johnny Roscoe like I did when I played the game of baseball, he had one saying. If you disrespected his team or the players or disrespected him, in his words and his words only, give me back my uniform, boy. That was Johnny Roscoe. Let him rest in peace. I wish you could have met Johnny Roscoe, bro.
Not the way you're talking about Johnny Roscoe.
Johnny Roscoe used to say, make sure you wear shorts up under your pants because you might get kicked off the team and give you my uniform at the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play for him. Not if he go kick me off the team.
Wow.
Yeah,
Johnny
I'd rather
Roscoe.
Quit before I get kicked off the team. He just ain't going to throw me off the team. But anyway, about the AL West, man, with the ball clubs of the Texas Rangers, the Houston Astros, Anaheim Angels, Seattle Mariners, and the reigning AL West champions, the Oakland Athletics. It's going to be very tough again. I thought my Texas Rangers were going to do something last year, make a repeat performance of going to the actual World Series, but we got upset by Oakland. And I think Oakland is building something there with the youth. But, you know, Anaheim, those Angels are doing their thing. And then Seattle got the big boy, Felix Hernandez, that just signed the big check. And then the Houston Astros coming from the NL over to the AL. This might be the hottest or the best division to look out for coming up this season. So I like the AL West and what it represents, but I just hope that the Texas Rangers come out on top.
Well, you being from Dallas, we know that you want Texas to be that number one team. I'm not mad at them for letting Josh Hamilton go. There was a lot of speculation, a lot of talk, a lot of questions mentally and things. You know, we all know that you had to be mentally ready to play this game. You're on the road a lot. You play 162 games, and it's more of a mental game with baseball. But, bro, my snitches, you know, I sent them out to the camps. And I have grades on these guys. I'm going to give you some grades on these guys, and you give me some feedback, and you let me know what you think. I'm going to go with the new team that just came over in the AL West. I'm going to go Houston. Their off-seasons, we're going to go A through F. Their off-season, you know, acquisitions. My snitch gave them a C+. Pitching staff, position players gave them an F. Pitching, a D-. So that averaged out to an F. I would think that you moving over to the AL, that might have helped, but you're still in the cellar. Are they trying to win games? Are they trying to compete? I'm going to leave that to the callers when you get out there. 347-855-8896, get at us. And now I'm going to go to the primetime team that everybody's talking about with the acquisition of Josh Hamilton.
Albert
Pujols. One of the best lineups in the business.
Yeah,
the
they
machine. Can. Yes, Albert Pujols, Rookie of the Year, Trout, and Josh Hamilton. Are they overrated? Will they make it? Bro, you tell me. Will they make it? Or will they
overrated?
Just out?
Overrated? I'm not going to say they're overrated because, you know, when you look at the players that are on the paper, you would be like, yeah, wow, this team can't lose. But, you know, just like the Los Angeles Lakers right now, you know, it doesn't matter who you have on your team, you got to have the chemistry. So unless they really come out, because last year they had a stacked team, and before they got Mike Trout, they wasn't really doing too good. But once they got that stud, they began to take it to a whole nother level and things began to click. With the addition of Josh Hamilton and a few other pieces to the puzzle with the pitchers, I'm not going to say they're overrated, but they just have to go out there and win because Albert Pujols is getting off to his slow, normal starts. You know, you can't really count on him until July or after July.
And then, you know, sometimes, you know, but he is a big-time game player, wants the playoffs start and all that. So, you know, they just got to make it there. So we'll see what happens. But overrated, no, because when you look at him on paper, yeah, you would be like, yeah, there's no way these guys can lose, you know, 50, 60 games in a season.
I don't know. Josh Hamilton, 5-year, $25 million. 5-year, $25 million, and he's bringing over. We don't know if Josh is going to be doped up at the game if he didn't been in the street and got a line from one of the snitches out there and was, you know, got a little high. And I think he had to leave Ted, because remember, Ted used to get high too.
Well, hold on, L Boogie. He don't do the drug lines, man. He don't do that. He's an alcoholic. So if he get around alcohol, that's when he loses his mind. So I don't think he's doing the drugs. He's just been caught with the alcohol in his system, representing at the bar and taking off his shirt and standing on tables and stuff.
Wow, I'm just not understanding. You making all this money and it's on the stipulation that you dropping the bottle. And I'm going to say something about that at the end, but. You know, my father once was an alcoholic, and he still has demons now, so I can understand that. But when you think about it and you weigh them options, like, I'm going to throw my life away with this, you know, with this Ciroc, or I'm going to keep making these millions and trying to do my best. I know that alcohol is a beast. It's 100 million and zero. You cannot beat it. But I'm not looking for the Angels to do too much this year. I'm being honest. Who's on their pitching staff? Pitching staff gets a B. They have Weaver. They have a couple guys, but I really don't see them doing too much. I see the Athletics coming around once again because their pitching is outstanding.
Yeah, you're right about that. But you can't count Anaheim out. They got the squad on paper. And like I said, they could come out and play and get around all the injuries and just – do what they can do. I mean, man, it's really not much that they can, that, you know, can contend with those guys, because Oakland just got lucky last year. You know, it took to the very last game. So I'm not going to count Oakland out, but Anaheim's pretty good, man.
I'll say this. Remember last year, everybody says, oh, you got to get hot. It's about getting hot. It's about your pitching staff. Look what the Giants did. They didn't really have a home run hitter. They don't have guys who hit 40 home runs. They had, you know, the big panda at third base. But honestly, you have to look at pitching. Everybody's going after this offense. But if you don't have pitching in baseball, you cannot win, because if your bats get cold, what's going to carry you? Your pitching has to carry you, Ro. That's the only thing that you have left. You got to have a solid bullpen, some good middle relievers to assist with the starters. Your hitting can go cold. You can just, you know, play small ball, hit and run, get a couple walks, win a couple games. But you got to have pitching to contend and win at the end of the season. You can have all those runs easy and all that kind of stuff, but pitching and defense in baseball, as usual, if you keep going back with the stats, that's what's going to win it for you. Only thing about the Mariners, they have King Felix, but who else do they have? They paid him. Man, they should just name the whole stadium after him. King Felix Stadium in Seattle, Washington. It's my stadium. Just like, you know, you ever see the movie, The One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? And Danny DeVito, he was arguing with the other guy, and he said, those are my cigarettes. That's the same way King Felix is feeling right now. That's my stadium. When we come back, we're going to go to the hip-hop segment of the show. And it's Freestyle Friday. Let's get it. Get at us, 355. Excuse me. 347-855-8896. Or get at me at LBoogie15. Man, we feeling good. It's Friday for some. It's payday. And we always in the street. Get with us.
Probation when they touch me at this P-Rose. Last night I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madam Bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from out that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you got to be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a couple million, so I could take care of them children.
Niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me stay win.
Ain't gotta go to Whole 30 though. Amen. Amen. We about to. We say church. Oh man, we back. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's your boy L Boogie. Got my co-host T Row. My other co-host Jewels the G. He couldn't make it today. But I tell you one thing, the streets is talking. I was in the streets today, and I was going down my list, and people were saying, right now as we speak, today, the top 10 hot rappers right now. And we know that YG and all these guys, they're in the streets, but we're going to, you know, say some that are mainstream, and, you know, but we're going to get gangster. Don't get it twisted. Top 10 right now. Meek Mill is 10. I'm going from 10 to 1. Future at number 8, ASAP Rocky. At 7, Kind Yeezy. At 6, Big Sean. At 5, Drizzy Drake. At 4, the Illmatic Nasty Nas. At 3, Boss Ricky Rozizi. And at number 2, 2 Chainz. And number 1, Kendrick Lamar. Just like in March Madness, I think some of my rappers that got snubbed in this top 10.
Yeah, somebody got snubbed there, Boogie. I don't know who it was, but yeah, somebody got snubbed. I tell you that, boy.
I mean, no disrespect to you, Future, but all that auto-tuning, I ain't with it, man.
Yeah, man, I feel you on that. I mean, Meek Mill at number 10. Meek Mill at 10. I mean, I like the East Coast, but I mean, I really don't listen to too much East Coast music. I like Meek Mill, but at number 10, I don't understand that ASAP solo being at what? ASAP was, what number was ASAP Rocky? 8?
ASAP Rocky was 8.
Yeah, how can he just, he's so hot right now, him and Kendrick Lamar, how can they, you know, how can Kendrick Lamar be at number 1 and then ASAP be at number 8? I don't understand that. And then Big Sean over Kanye West? Doesn't Kanye West sponsor Big Sean? I mean, I'm just saying, Big Sean don't say nothing like Kanye-Z. You know what I mean? When Yeezy is feeling Yeezy, ain't nobody topping Yeezy, man. You know what I'm saying? Kanye-Z got a style of his own, man. And you know what I mean? Where T.I. at? You know what I mean? I know that this is what? That this is a selection number 8, but I'm just saying, come on, man. There's a couple of other guys out there that got snubbed, man.
You know, Yeezy right now might be out, you know what I mean, with Kim. You know what I'm saying? They trying to do that baby thing, you know what I mean? So the streets is talking. We're not saying he's not one of the best at that. We're saying right now, like DMS used to say, I'm kind of hot right now. We're saying right now, on Freestyle Friday, March 8th, this is the top 10. And they say Kendrick is 1, Chainsy is 2, the Rose 3, and I'm saying Nas at 4, Drake at 5. Where is everybody's doing featuring your boy, Lil Wayne? Is people burned out with your boy Weezy? And
yes,
I can't forget my man, you know, and this is my man, the Snowman. Where's the Snowman, baby? He ain't on my list. Ah.
Yeah, man, but like I said, man, there were a lot of snubs, man, but they keep having this review over and over again, and this is number 7 or number 8. So I think that those guys that have been snubbed on this list may have been on the previous list a number of times, because Rick Ross went from number 1 to number 3, you know, and I believe he was number 1 for showing up the two previous shows before this one that just came out today or yesterday. So, you know, I don't know how they go about, you know, who's on this panel that's making these calls, but, you know, I ain't going to knock the list. I like a lot of names on the list. I'm just, you know, surprised at where some guys are listed on the list.
I totally agree, but I guess it's like the NCAA tournament, the first 4 out and the first 4 in, huh?
How hot for 2013 right now, you know what I mean? So, and it's only the beginning, you know what I mean? We just in March, 3 months into 2013. I don't know how far they going back and how they collaborate. They stats for the best rapper that's hot right now. But, yeah, I'll give it to Kendrick Lamar. I don't have a problem with number 1, and I don't have a problem with number 2. You know, I hear these guys on everything, you know what I mean? So, you know, good luck to both of those guys and much success to them all.
I agree, but it's one guy on my list, and I think I could probably be in the top 10 too if I was auto-tuning. You got these guys, and you know, I come from guys, and I don't think we were, you know, with the generation we come from, guys are just spitting bars. They in an 808 drum machine, and they're spitting bars that we still remember to this day. You have these guys auto-tuning, and I just turned Coco Bane, all this, I don't want to hear that every song, but the youngins, they love it. What's your opinion on the auto-tuning? Bro, you there with me? Oh, man, they done snatched, bro.
Here with you, baby. You know your boy here with you, man.
I thought they snatched you up, man. I saw that gang coming down the block. Man, I'm sorry, bro, but you pulled out your joint. Okay, but let me ask you, the auto-tuning, are you in favor of it? Are you a fan of it?
I'm only a fan of it for one guy, and that's the guy who originally came out with it. Not originally came out with it, but who reinvented it, and that's T-Pain. If it ain't T-Pain, I ain't with it, man, because T-Pain is the original guy. He the only one that I know that can do it the right way, you know what I mean? That's the way I know his voice, you know what I mean? All these other guys doing it with the auto-tune, I don't get down with the auto-tune. I'm like you, El Boogie. I'm going to have to call him out with the auto-tune, man, because that's just too much, man. If you ain't T-Pain, don't be doing it. You're still in the style.
You heard it here first. Stop T-Painin'.
You know what I mean?
We already just can listen to the beats. I mean, that gets you over the top. But your T-Painin', man, that's NBG. That ain't never the garbage. And I'm putting it on the lawn right there with it. And they get me ends off of it. They're stealing. They're stealing a check from hip-hop. And I want them to see me because, man, maybe I can hit something on the T-Peasy side and get to hollering on Freestyle Friday. Call in. Get at us. Ro, who's our next caller? Can he comment or she comment on, you know, the top 10? What do they think?
All right, man, I think we got Skeetamo on the line. Skeetamo, you there, baby?
Man, you know I'm here, bro.
What's going on, man? We just gave you the top 10 hottest rappers out right now, according to MTV's little mix. And according to that top 10 list, do you think some people got snubbed, or do you agree with the top 10?
Well, you know, man, there's so many rappers out there that's good. It's hard to just claim the top 10. You know, it's hard, man, and especially are they saying the top 10 of all time or of current status quo? Cause,
yeah, just
you know,
current status, the hottest rappers right now.
Okay, right now. Well, you know, where's Nicki Minaj at?
Yeah,
she's
didn't
hot, man. Did they not put her up there because she's a girl? I don't know, man. I think Nicki got snubbed. T.I. definitely. Jeezy, you know, but they have been on the other list, so it's only right to open the list up to new artists and, you know, they build up their hope and their ego. So, you know, and maybe it's
right.
A money thing. Maybe somebody paid them. Maybe, you know, T.I. and them didn't shove them no bread that way, so can't mention their name.
Well, MTV don't take the bread off the top. Well, I think they do play the videos, but, you know, as far as the top 10, the panel was some people that I really haven't really heard of, but, you know, they have their positions within MTV and all these other magazines and stuff, so I can't knock them, but I just didn't know who any of those guys were except for Swae. That was the only dude that I knew, and everybody else was just like, you know, these guys who are making this selection for the top 10 hottest rappers right now. So, you know, I don't know. But like I said, Kendrick Lamar, I don't have a problem with being number one. 2 Chainz, I don't have a problem
with. Wayne wasn't on the list?
Nah, he's probably been on every list except for this one,
right.
I would have to say about Lil Wayne. So, I mean, they just.
If you're going to make a list proper, you got to put him on it. He's been on almost everybody's song.
But like L Boogie said, I think that he's everybody that already heard enough of Lil Wayne, and it's just, you know, are we tired of Lil Wayne right now? Do we want to hear some new music, or what's really going on? You know what I mean?
Already.
Yeah, sir. So Skeetamo, you think you got 2 minutes of Freestyle Friday to give to the world? What you want to do this evening? How you feeling?
Man, 2 minutes for me, man. You know I'm a cusser, man. I cuss like a sailor, man. I don't want to run y'all stuff up like that.
We'll appreciate the love. If you ever get an opportunity to do something, you know, without as many of those words in your lyrics, man, you know, always give us a shout out, man. We'll put you on for free, man. Let the world know where they can get at you at. You know what I mean?
Already, man. Maybe next Friday I'll put y'all something on, man.
Oh, that's much love. That's much love. Well, we're gonna keep the show moving on this Freestyle Friday, man, and get into the next caller. And the next caller gonna weigh in on what we got going on. Next caller, T Money, are you there?
Yeah, bro, man. Hold up, man. Hold on, man. Who gave this list? The one professor with the afro, man? Because that list is preposterous. Like, I don't agree with the Nicki Minaj, man. I don't know what dude's gonna ride around and listen to Nicki on the street. I can speak for myself. In the penitentiary, okay, when I'm in the joint, she's a new release, yeah, I'm gonna give her some play for a day, but then she gotta go. I can't listen to that. But how did they put Kendrick Lamar as the number one rapper? How did Nas make the list and Jigga didn't? I guess they just saying Jigga is no longer allowed to be on the list. And Future, like my man Skeeter Mo said, man, what happened to the T.I.? Well, I can give you 10 right now, man, in no specific order. I mean, come on, T.I., Jeezy, the 2 Chainz, Meek Mill, the Ross. That's 5 hot ones right there, man. You still want to go for hotness? We got Gucci ain't never stopped being hot because he's steady dropping. When did Bun B stop being hot, man? Everything he's on, he kills it.
The streets is talking. He's always with UGK. Underground game.
When did Yo Gotti stop killing the when did Yo Gotti stop killing the mixtape scene? I agree with the Drizzy Drake. He's supposed to be on there, but Kendrick Lamar, ASAP Rocky, they're not proven, man. They got a court. If you're gonna put them type, I mean, they got some flow. Don't get me wrong, I ain't hating. They can flow, but if you gonna put them type of guys on there, you might as well go ahead and put Machine Gun Kelly on there. And what happened to French Montana? He's on everything. French Montana's on everything.
Huh?
You said Future. He is nothing but a hook. I can't listen to a whole hook. I can't listen to a whole Future CD, man. I listen to 2-3 cuts out of Future, man. No disrespect to the A-Town. I love it, King of Diamonds, Onyx, all that, Magic City. I love Atlanta, minus the homosexuals when they try to approach me. But Future, if you're going to put Future on there, you might as well throw Ace Hood in the mix. Come on, man. Where is this list coming from, man?
Once again.
If anybody, Kanye West should be at the top of that list if you're going to forget Jigga. Like
once
my
again.
Man Rose said. Like Ro said, how can you put Big Sean above Kanye? You know what? We might as well throw Joe Budden in the mix. Come on, Joe Budden in the mix. Come on, man. Yeah, they went to suburban America with this one.
Yeah, and it was an MTV panel, man. I don't know. Like I said, I only knew one guy. I didn't know the rest of them. So the list was, once they started spitting them out, I started writing them down. I'm like, it ain't no way. And I was like, it just might be the hottest rappers of right now because of, you know, whatever situation they got going on right now. Because I don't know who the other rap. I think I saw maybe the first or the second show that they had officially of the hottest rappers at that time. And now we're at number 8. So, you know, I got to do my research and figure out, you know, who were the top 10 on 7 and 6. So that way I can compare to this list today because I might not be giving them as much credit as they might deserve, you know what I mean?
Hey, Ro, you know, Jude's going to be salty at me about this, but I know he's from L.A. I know he's from California, but Kendrick Lamar is good, but come on, man, he got a machine behind. Who's not good with Dr. Dre? 50 Cent, though, 10 million with Dre, and couldn't sell no more. He can't do nothing without him. Who's not good with Dr. Dre?
Yeah, that's why you got to go see the doctor, man. That ain't no false statement. You got to go see the doctor if you want to make
some
bread.
Man. Kendrick Lamar is just not all. I'm sticking with Shine with that, man. They're trying to make him the Bob Dylan of rap, man. He's good, but what Jay say? He's all right, but he's not real. Come on, man. Jay-Z is at the top of that list regardless. Whenever he wants to, Jay-Z is the pinnacle. What happened to like you said, I guess you said current because they didn't say nothing about Scarface.
Right. This is just current. This is just what's going on now. That's just like in the NBA, you know, we name out the top players going on. We're not talking about guys who played or you know who did it in the past. We're just saying who's hot right now.
You know who Future is in the NBA?
Who is Future in the NBA?
He's Corey Brewer from the Denver Nuggets.
what a correlation. Look at the correlation you gave. Corey Brewer from the Denver Nuggets?
From the Denver Nuggets, man. Stop it. And Boogie, I heard you talking baseball. You're talking AOA. I see you keeping quiet about your Yankees because you're downhill. You're downhill. All your hitters is in DL. Would they all use the Atlas Spray?
See, Money, we haven't got to the AL East yet, man. But what we do, I can definitely have your time to speak about, because I can't wait to talk about the Yankees, boy.
We will be talking about the AL West on Monday.
Hey Ro, you know
what's
the Yankees.
Up?
You know the GM of the Yankees got a special order of antler spray. For all the players right now.
they got an extra dosage waiting for each player. Every 162 games worth. They ready.
They got a speed and recovery spray. Oh man.
Wow,
you heard it here first. And the spray all up in the Yankees locker room.
Can you do me a favor, engineer? Can you play the instrumental for me one more time that we had earlier? And let me see if Money can give us another jewel before we go to the commercial break and then we come back with Lisa's Mind. Money, can you drop something else for me?
Man, ew, listen, man. I was a little tipsy earlier, but listen, I'm going to give it to you anyway, man, because it's automatic with me, man.
Is it? Boogie, Money, let me know what you got. Freestyle Friday, once again, call in. You got a minute, 50 seconds. We up to Annie on them in the midstream of the show. That's how we do it in the street. Money, go.
Turn it up
in the headphones. We need a little turn up in the headphones, bro.
Okay. About to catch the beat. We about to talk about these women on this one, cuz. You hear me?
Let me hear some. It's Friday night. Go ahead.
I like them sleazy. Hit the back row. I say she squeezed me like a vacuum. She got me coming over, bring over. Cause she say she like the rims on the Rover. Picked her up, took her out. Filet mignon. She with you one night with me, she's done. I send her home. You're stressing out. Guess what? Her tip was out. She so petite, nice feet, nice hair. I told that shit ain't back about no cash. I got it all day. Made a quarter million in the days in the hallway. Yeah, straight grinding on the Blizzard. And I kept my hand clutched on the Blizzard. Now I'm soft spoken, laid back in the Lizak. Tell about the tales when I used to push some Trizak. Moved up to Nizan, just half a thing. Did them whole freak stickers with my main slap, man. Yeah, Slap Rizzy was just on the line when he used to get them things from down south, plus nine. Sell them for the swamp. That's how we did it. Never stop. Yeah, I know you with it. No bull. Yeah, get with the program. Got 2 4 4s like Sun Sam. Stay in your own lane. Champagne. Got my head feeling like I got a drink. Yeah. Smooth business. Shooting down. Don't need Jehovah's Witness. Boogie.
I be coming for your spot when you're not looking. Hot cooking, mama got it on the kitchen table. I thank God we were always able to get the leather couch, big screen cable too. Nintendo when the good grades came through.
Then a cook cave came through. Some soft, some stepped on, but we kept on. And I slept with the work plenty nights. Thought I heard niggas coming, thought I saw the cop lights, but I was dreaming. Then I woke, the junkies were still fiending. And I had coke, so I had hope. You may say that it's wrong, but I ain't talking to your child, I'm talking to this song. I'm just doing a buck down memory lane. If I crash, just pick up my brain. And yes, my niggas the same, but they quicker to bang. And if they do, then I'm the nigga you blame. So I shoot first anyway, and I would do the honors any day. And tell your honor he a bitch to his face. Then whip through the state like I whip through the gate. Show your ass how to take four and get eight. And it don't take four niggas to get straight. The only hot boy eating off this plate. Young Weezy baby, that's what your bitch say. Give her ass a location and a template. Show her how to work the interstate. Stop working with that thinner weight. Get your brakes fixed. Stop playing, cause all we know is gunplay. Trip while you're full and my clip gon' be empty. When the stomachs get empty, anything's tempting. Ain't nobody safe when it's for the kids' sake. Hurricane wiped us out like an earthquake. We trying to save face, but we ain't got a place to stay. So they made us evacuate. We on our way, pussy, relocate. Y'all know it's when you see us, put your jewels up. Put your cars, put your clothes, put your shoes up. It's that serious, homie, pick the news up. It wasn't good, nigga, think about the hood, nigga.
It's your boy.
The people who ain't never had shit ain't gon' never have
Let's
shit.
Go.
Bullshit, cause they still gon' try and manage niggas doing anything like God gon' understand them. But please understand us, niggas with money lost mansions, niggas with nothing lost families, lives lost in traffic, water up to the attic, there goes the stashes. But a nigga got passion, even though the bounce back seeming like magic. Yeah, but call me Siegfried. Watch I turn one key to 100 G. Yeah, dear summer, summer breeze. Summer, please, know I live for you. Throw on the white beater, let back to live for you. A few years I probably hear from you, but now I'm here for you. I know niggas that shed a tear for you, behind bars trying to get to you, and probably never see you. It's that real talk if you ever heard it, homie. Shit hurts so much, might have to hurt you, homie. No commercial, no front and no curve on it. No cut, tell life, so what?